Thank you. Let me introduce myself. I'm head of International and Donor Relations Department at Georgia's Innovation and Technology Agency. Our agency is supervised under the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development of Georgia and was established in 2014 as a main coordinator and mediator of building innovation ecosystem in the country. So we started with the support of the World Bank and the European Union and designed the roadmap towards Industry 4. We had skills development agenda, also access to finance and access to infrastructure projects. And when we started collaboration with the UNECE, we really needed to have this external evaluation processes like on place, and also we understood that there was a unique landscape for the countries in our region, in Central Europe, in Eastern Europe and the Central Caucasus, that we needed to have special indicators and the special review. So let me express our sincere gratitude to the UNECE team. As Georgia volunteered, we were like, and our agency was the first focal point for the project, which was innovation policy outlook, and we started like testing new indicators, and then we are extremely happy that all other countries agreed and tested those indicators afterwards, and we were like working in a very efficient way, sharing experiences within each other. And also Georgia benefited with the review of the sustainable development. And I remember the time when we discussed that, okay, those two reviews matters, but we really need the tangible outcome for this external evaluation. And we started thinking and examining which indicators really needed to be addressed to strengthen more. And here today I am with Georgia's procurement, or with the deputy chairman of Georgia's state procurement agency. And we saw that the huge market for startups and the huge and the business model, which matters a lot, is B2G, business to government. And we really needed our startups to participate in those processes. And we started discussion, and afterwards with Kaha, Dr. Kaha, that what was the real need for the new procurement law to take into consideration the innovation procurement processes. Then let me once again express our sincere gratitude that UNECE team designed a study tour to Norway to share the experience, and also to John Mikkel, who designed the handbook for innovation procurement. So we really benefited with some more tangible outcomes rather than the external evaluations and the indicators. And yes, in a nutshell, let me just give you the figures. For instance, when we started access to finance programs in Georgia for startups, it was 2017, and in overall government spent 40 million for those processes. I mean, with the international accelerator process, with the local pre-acceleration, it's like 40 million, and total revenue generated by the startups is 74 million, and total attracted private investment is 140 million. So, recently we celebrated 10 years anniversary of Georgia's Innovation and Technology Agency, and already prioritized the directions of the R&D commercialization. Before, we were like giving the equal treatment to all sectors in order to examine and see the Which sector could be like working more for individually for Georgia's innovation ecosystem? And currently, we identified AI as there are a lot of successful startups in the field of AI, which raised private investment, and the external evaluation was correct that there are no Georgian unicorns yet. But still, AI is the essential sector for us, and the second is phages, not even the biotech, but the phages. Those phages are, we are really proud that Georgia is a cradle of not only the wine, but the phages as well, because the institute which is working in that direction, those phages are biological substitutes for the antibiotics. The third is agritech. Yes, in a nutshell, this is what I wanted to share, and thank you very much.